Welcome to day 183. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we like to post them on Erev Shabbos, so they're sitting and ready to go in your inbox on Motzei Shabbos. So yesterday we learned about a case of Shutfin, partners, co-owners of a field, and we said that let's say one partner comes and separates Truma for the field, and then the other partner comes and separates Truma again from the field. So, of course, Truma only needs to be separated once, so what's the halacha? What's the status of those two separations, of those two hafrashos? So we said the halacha is, the Chachamim say that Only the first separation has the status of Truma. Because once you separated it, so then you took care of the mitzvah. You don't need to separate Truma again. And therefore, anything afterwards is not considered Truma. We assume that the second person, the second partner, only separated Truma because he didn't know that the first person separated Truma. So it was really a mistake. Had he known that the other partner had separated Truma, so he would not have done so. So the second one is not considered Truma, only the first one is. But then we saw that Rabbi Akiva disagreed. Rabbi Akiva said, no, both separations have the status of Truma. Why should that be? Because he said, we assume that if both are separating Truma and they did not discuss it with one another, we assume that each one only ever intended to separate Truma on his own half, meaning he did not give permission to the other person to separate Truma for him. He wanted to separate Truma on his own half, and then therefore each one really only intended to separate Truma for half of the field, and therefore each Truma actually does work. So now we're going to learn, our Mishnah is going to qualify the halacha, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. V'med devar memurim, when does he say that? When does he say that when they each separate Truma, it reveals that they each did not want to give permission to the other one to separate Truma? When is that true? Bishalo diber, when they didn't discuss it with one another, when they didn't talk, right? They didn't communicate. Aval, hirsha es ben beso. But if one of them gave permission to someone in his household, os avdo, or his servant, os shivchaso, another type of a female servant, listrom, they gave permission to separate Truma, then trumaso truma. Meaning to say, it doesn't literally mean his evid or a shivch or someone in his household. It means that if someone, those are just examples, if someone gives permission to someone else to separate Truma for him, then of course that other person is allowed to separate Truma. That means, meaning to say that in this case, if they would have communicated with one another and said, hey, one partner says to the other, I would be glad for you to separate Truma for me. Please do separate Truma for me. Then, when one separates Truma for the other, then it does count for the entire field, and therefore, the first one would be considered Truma, and the second one would not. But when they didn't discuss it with one another, then you have to assume that they did not give permission to each other, and therefore, they only each separate Truma for half of the field, and therefore, both are considered Truma. But again, that's only when they did not communicate with one another. If they did, then of course, you would agree with the Chachamim that the first Truma would cover both portions, and therefore the second Truma would be nothing. Bitel. Now imagine someone does give permission in a case. Now we have this introduction. We now know that someone can give permission to someone else to separate Truma. So imagine that happens, that someone gives permission to another person. He says, hey, Bobby, go separate Truma for me. But then Bitel, then he, you know, decides as Bobby's leaving, he says, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want Bobby to do it. I want to rescind my permission for him to separate Truma. So what's the halacha? Im ad shelo taram bitel, if he nullified that permission before Bobby ever separated the Truma, then in Truma so Truma, then whatever Bobby separates is not considered Truma, because by the time he separated it, the permission was already rescinded, and therefore he didn't have the right to separate Truma, so whatever he separated does not have the status of Truma. Vim yishetarim bitel, but if he rescinded that permission after Bobby already separated the Truma, then Truma so Truma, then of course it's Truma, because when Bobby did it, he did have permission, and therefore that which he separated is considered Truma. When it comes to workers, they do not have permission to separate Truma. Of course, if you explicitly gave them permission to, then they would. But the assumption is if they did not get permission to, then workers are like everyone else. Maybe you'd think it's different because they actually have access to the field, but no. If they didn't get permission, they are not allowed to separate Truma. Chutz mina darochos, except for the darochos. Now, what are darochos? So darochos are people who are hired to stomp on grapes, right? In the process of making wine, ledroch means to stomp on the grapes. They're the people who work the vineyards. So in this case, we're talking about a case in which the owner of the field was an Ama Aretz, someone who is not well-versed in the halachas of Truma, and more than that, is also very likely Tameh, has the status of Tuma. So if you touch the grapes, you can transfer that Tuma. So this person hires darochos who are considered chaverim. Chaverim are people who are not only experts in the halachas of separating Truma, but also can be considered, have a chazaka, that they are tahar, they are pure. So in that case, if an am ha'aretz, who is likely tameh, is hiring someone who is tahor, who is a chaver to take care of the grapes, we assume he did so because he wants the darochos to actually take care of Truma, because if he touches the grapes, then they'll likely become tameh, and then he's separating tameh tamei grapes from tahor grapes, and we know that's a problem. So we say that if he hired these chavirim to be darochos, then he automatically was giving permission implicitly for them to separate truma, because that's likely why he hired them, it's in order to keep the truma tahor. And then in that case, shehem etam mesagas miad, because in that case, they should really separate truma very, very early, as soon as they go through the first pass-through and do the first processing of those grapes, they should separate truma right away so that the owner doesn't come to touch it and make it tameh, meaning because the owner could come and touch it and make it problematic right away. So they should really do so immediately so that the owner doesn't touch it before the truma is taken care of. That is Mishnah Dalet. We continue with Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer, one who says, truma sakri zebesocho, someone who says that I am declaring that the truma of this pile is inside the pile. We know that sometimes you can separate truma, but also sometimes you can first declare truma and then only separate it later. So if someone first declares truma and says, the truma of this pile will be bitocho, that which is inside the pile, or the meiser that I'm going to give to the levi is in this pile, or trumas meiser, or the amount that a levi then has to give to the kohen is in the middle of this pile. In all these cases, zebesocho, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Karashem, it works. And therefore, when you later separate truma, you can only separate from that which is inside the pile. You cannot separate from the outer part of the pile because you said that the truma is from inside this pile, and that works. And therefore, you can only then separate truma from the produce inside. No, it doesn't work unless you're more specific. You can't say vaguely inside this pile. That doesn't work. It has to be more specific. You have to say on the northern part of the pile or the southern part of the pile. And if you do that, then when you come to separate truma later, you'd have to take it from wherever you said, either the northern part or the southern part. But it is not enough to say just inside this pile. If the person said that, it is not considered any, it's not considered kriya shame, and therefore when you come separate truma later, you can separate it from any part. Continues the mission, a third opinion. Rebbe Lazar Chisma Omer, Ha'omer Truma Sakrim Mimenu Alav Kara Shame. Even if the person is less specific than what the first opinion was, then Rabbi Shimon says, he just says, you know what, I'm going to separate Truma from this pile. Doesn't even say inside this pile. That's enough to make that Kara Shame. That's enough to say that he actually did Kara Shame. What does that mean? So essentially we're saying that if the person says that I'm going to separate Truma from this pile, meaning I have other produce, but the Truma that I'm going to separate is going to be from this pile, then he's locked himself in. He needs to separate Truma from that pile, even though he didn't specify where in that pile. The Chum would say that's ridiculous. It doesn't count for anything until you say where. And even Rabbi Shimon wouldn't like that. Rabbi Shimon would have to say, you have to be more specific as to where in the pile, maybe inside. But Rabbi Lezer Chisma says, no, as long as you designate a particular pile, then you have to give Truma from that pile. And finally, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he's going to argue on the first opinion, Rabbi Shimon. If you remember, part of Rabbi Shimon, his opinion was that if you say Truma is in this pile, or Meiser is in this pile, or Truma's Meiser, the amount that the Levi gives to the Kohen, Truma's Meiser, all of those work. So he's going to argue on that last case. He says, Ha'omer Isser Meiser Zeh, Asoy Truma's Meiser, love, only if the person says, from this Meiser, from this part that I've already separated aside for the Levi, I'm going to separate Truma's Meiser, then it works. Then it's considered Kara Shem. But the first opinion, Rabbi Shimon seems to say that even if it's not Meiser, right? Even if it's just regular tevel, regular untithed produce, and you somehow say Truma's Meiser will be from inside this pile, then it counts, or it's Kriya Shem, meaning you'll eventually have to take Truma's Meiser from that pile. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says a more seemingly logical opinion, which is that you can't take Truma's Meiser. You can't give the Levi can't give Meiser to the Kohen unless there's already Meiser there. So Rabbi Eliezer says it only works by Truma's Meiser if you're designating it, if you're doing Kriya Shem on a pile that is already considered Meiser. At that point, you can say yes. A tenth of this is going to be from amongst this pile to the Kohen. But if it's not Meiser, then Truma's Meiser cannot be declared. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue Mishnah Vav tomorrow.